Now, in the dim and distant past, what youngsters who've grown up in the internet age think of as the dinosaur era, you could get out of paying your phone bill with a pair of wire cutters and a small clamp. All illegal, of course, but those who knew how, especially in countries with inefficient or corrupt phone companies, could tap into the system without the bother or weight of a costly connection. Well, now meet the new generation getting free internet access. They're called war chalkers because that's what they do, mark buildings where you can connect free. Aaron Swartz, aged 15, of course, runs the War Chalker website.
Basically, it just involves taking your laptop, you know, walking around the streets of wherever you're looking to war chalk or driving in a car. And then when a wireless network pops up on the screen, you know, you just make a couple marks on the ground so that other people will be able to find it later.
Is it really easy? I mean, you just walk around with your laptop, and if you want to link to the internet, you just sort of find a building with a big company with a big computer system, and hey, presto, you're in.
Yeah, and oftentimes, you know, a lot of the networks are from, you know, just from families who bought a base station, you know, so they could surf the internet from anywhere in the house or something.
Which are the best targets?
I found, you know, it works better when you go to residential neighborhoods and houses and things. Because generally businesses, you know, they either put passwords on their network or do other things to keep people out. They don't, you know, they're not interested in sharing.
Interested in sharing? Well, I mean, isn't what you're doing illegal? You know, you're supposed to pay for internet access, aren't you?
Well, I mean, if, you know, if someone is willing to give you their internet access, then I don't see why it's illegal to use that. I mean, there's no, you know, it's not like, say, at least in America, it's not like the internet companies have a monopoly and it's illegal to find other ways to connect up.
You say if they want to give you their internet access, well, the companies would like you to go to their websites, but maybe the person whose house you're camped outside of doesn't really want you coming via their computer.
You know, some people say that, but, when you set up the network, in just about every program I've used, right when you give it like a name, underneath it asks you if you want to put a password on it. And so the general assumption is if they don't want to put a password on it, then they probably don't mind other people using it.
So you reckon that, you know, if they haven't actually blocked you out, all the people who have computers, whether they be companies or private houses in the world, is sort of welcoming you in?
Well, yeah, I mean, in most cases, you know, if you think about it, people have like a cable modem or a DSL line, which they pay a fixed fee for. So if you happen to check your email or download a few web pages, it's not going to cost them any more money, and it's not going to slow down their internet access.
They probably don't have a law covering this, but I mean, are you a bit uneasy? What do you think would happen if you got caught?
I don't think, obviously they haven't, you know, made laws specifically about it, but I don't feel it's immoral. Obviously, I wouldn't, you know, I don't condone people trying to crack passwords on networks or break into networks that have other means of keeping people out. But, you know, it seems like a lot of people, most of the people I've met, feel it's a very neighborly thing to do is to provide a free internet connection. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with looking for one.
And he really doesn't sound like a crook, does he? Aaron Swartz, aged 15, who runs the War Chalker website.